The recent U.S. tariff policies have created major problems for most export-led economies and have escalated the U.S.-Sino trade war to new heights. In 2018, when the U.S. imposed the first round of tariffs, it negotiated hard to balance its trade deficit with China by getting guarantees of increased soybean imports from Beijing. It worked for a while, but afterwards the deficit has been widening over time. Moreover, since 2018, Chinese investors started to relocate their manufacturing operations to Vietnam for rebranding Chinese-designed products as Vietnamese. Though these exports from Vietnam were generated by activities that used imports from China, it was not a simple case of trade rerouting or using Vietnam as a trade proxy. The local industry added considerable value to the exports before shipping them to the West. Now, amid the current round of U.S. tariff war, China and Vietnam have already signed over 40 fresh deals related to production, railway infrastructure, and supply chains this month. These new deals, in retaliation to the U.S. tariffs, come at a time when Vietnam is already China's fourth largest trading partner, as well as the largest one from the ASEAN bloc, thanks to the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, it enjoys through the ASEAN-China Free Trade Area, AFFTA, and the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP. This model has really worked for Vietnam, which in 2024 alone experienced a 14% increase in annual exports, surpassing the $400 billion mark for the first time. For perspective, China's exports to the U.S. are valued at $480 billion, which shows how much Vietnam has benefited from Chinese investments and technology transfers over the years. Vietnam received both capital and labor growth boosts due to rerouting from China with value addition. It retained the spillover benefits from tariffs on China while avoiding being targeted themselves till recently. Learning lessons from this model, it is high time for Islamabad to tear a page or two from Vietnam's playbook and take leverage of the escalating trade war between the two giants. Pakistan already has a free trade agreement with Beijing and has invested considerably in its duty-free Gwadar port. Gwadar's special economic zone offers investor-friendly policies, and as prices are inflated both in Chinese and U.S. markets, it can attract parallel imports, especially in electronics, luxury goods, and premium consumer products categories. However, at present, Gwadar doesn't boast of state-of-the-art shipping operations and logistics, something that is required to carve out a new role in a high-tariff world. If Pakistan doesn't capitalize on this opportunity, it is likely that Vietnam, Singapore, or Hong Kong could become a parallel import powerhouse for mainland China. Hong Kong is in particular advantageous due to its tighter coupling with yuan, allowing China to bypass its own tariffs on American goods and to export goods destined for the U.S. through Hong Kong.